Go Loud.
Welcome back to Home I Drink Extra Juice. Before we get started, a big thank you to Pennies, of course, as always, for sponsoring this episode. As temperatures rise, it's time to refresh your wardrobe, and Pennies has everything you need to do in style.
From chic and comfortable swim sets to breezy linen cords and effortless summer dresses, you'll find the perfect pieces for every occasion in Pennies.
They really have it all.
Oh, head to toe.
Swim is in full swing.
I love it so much. I bought a gorgeous suit in there last week. It's like khaki green, but has like gold little things on the
and your little capris that you got as well.
Yes, I bought. Oh my god, capris are all in. Pennies have the cutest capri set ever. Black really trousers cute. With a black like what's that called? Like
boob tubey top.
Strapless top. Yeah, they have the cutest outfits ever, and the sandals. If you ever need a pair of sandals for any holiday, any occasion, whatever color you're looking for, Pennies have them.
And the flowers shoes.
Yeah, I saw them. Yeah, so cute.
With stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make traveling literally a breeze, whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or catching up with friends at home, Pennies have your summer style sorted.
We may not be able to predict the Irish weather, unfortunately, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight, rain or shine.
Peak and bleak. Oh, peak or bleak is weak.
Or bleak,
yes. I have muscle memory, I'm saying.
Yeah.
We used to do this in our main episode. Mm-hmm. We just found we were always... had to think of something negative every week, and sometimes you don't want to do that.
Yeah, and it accidentally always turned into us driving or like road rage, which we all have, and we all don't need to moan about it all the time. But we found, I found anyway, I was always giving out about traffic and all.
I'm just having really bad road rage lately.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that just means you're becoming more of an experienced driver and everyone else is pissing you off. That's allowed.
I just hate people drive like way under the speed limit.
That's also so dangerous. You can fail your test.
There's no one ahead of them in the road. I'm like, why are you driving slow?
You can fail your test driving too slow.
But then if it's an old person, I'm like, okay.
Oh, don't get me started. I can't.
I know, they break my heart.
Everything they do will just make me emotionally unsafe.
But there also should be, like, remember my granddad was like driving. We were driving to Kildare and he was not fit to drive. Like, he was crossing the lines and all. I was holding on to my seat for dear life. But, like, that's not good either.
Do you think there should be, like, an age in Ireland where they say, right,
is there like a thing about a retest or something you have to do?
Oh, when you hit a certain age?
I don't know. Or like a renewal of license, only you can only renew it like every, you have to get renewed every year or something.
Oh.
I think they might look at your eyesight and things like that.
No way.
I could be wrong. Could be very wrong.
My dad definitely bought his license. We still slag him now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Worst driver?
Just like chaotic.
Yeah. Makes his home real slick, yeah.
So could do that as well if you wanted. Walk your license.
My bleak of the week. I have a bleak this week. It's not bleak.
Oh.
My guys, my ear is very sore and I'm very deaf in my right ear.
Oh.
And here one thing, I have been like this for a while now. I haven't really noticed it. Like, it kind of happened gradually. And then I was like, whoa, and I like blocked the other ear and then I can't hear one thing.
You weren't swimming or anything lately, were you?
No.
I'm trying to think of what.
It's just like a bit sore to touch as well. So maybe it's an ear infection.
Do you love a cotton bud?
No.
No?
Sometimes, but not in recent times.
Yeah, or not like obsessively.
Not obsessive, like pushing earwax into my ear.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about getting them flushed out because it can cause vertigo.
It looks, my little brother has that, I think.
Because it's all to do with your balance. Your ear, so.
But that also looks really scary. I think they can clean it like too well and you can like damage your eardrum.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Imagine how clear my ear, I wouldn't like.
I know, yeah, I think of that sometimes.
Wouldn't
that
it be so nice?
Yeah. My mom used to say that about me when I was young. Well, I think she probably still might say it now. That she thinks my ears are blocked because if I'm very loud in a situation where other people aren't, she's like, why are you shouting?
Oh.
But I don't realise that I am, so maybe it's my ears.
Oh, your ears, yeah.
Aw.
That's it, guys.
That's a bit bleak.
Pretty bleak.
Well, if you get them flushed out, will you keep us updated and let us know how it went?
Yeah, I need to do something because I can't go on like this.
Vlog the process. I want to see them flush it and what comes out. What if it was like a spider?
I'd love to get to them. I have no time.
No time to
maybe
flush.
Maybe on Friday.
No time to flush the ears.
No time to flush my ear. I'd love to DIY it, but I'd probably end up fucking...
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
My mum used to say, don't put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear.
Yeah.
And we'd always be like, but your elbow doesn't
fit. But you can't put it in.
She's like, exactly.
Yeah, it just needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
I just want to hear my music again properly.
But let us know, will you?
Yeah.
Keep us updated.
Keep us updated, but that's bleak.
My peak this week is that we are going on a girls' holiday very soon. We're going on a girls' trip.
Woo! We're going to Lisbon.
Yippee!
Never been.
Nope.
A few of the girls have been.
I'm excited to see like a city. I don't think I've done a lot of like city breaks.
Yeah. I've done a few, but not in like summertime, I feel like.
Yeah, it'd be different.
We're meant to pick between Greece and Ibiza, we end up in Lisbon. Do I wish I was packing for Ibiza instead of Lisbon? Yes.
Yes.
But it's got, no matter where we are, it's going to be involved.
Yeah.
But we just, I don't know how Lisbon, Lisbon's fab. And it's has a really good rep for being like a party place.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe as well.
No, so, it'll be cute.
Yeah. What do you think are your favourite girls trips in your memory?
I haven't been on a lot. Like, I didn't go on a 6-year holiday or anything, did you?
Yeah, I did.
See, I did.
Magaluf. Magaluf.
Yeah. I had the choice of either going on my Debs or a 6-year holiday.
Oh.
And I went on 5 Debs instead.
Was I in 6-year yet? Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Went to Magaluf. But I booked it 10 days before because I just broke up with my boyfriend. I was on a mad one. I was like, I need to go because he wouldn't have like been happy with me going there. So I booked it last minute and went over.
That's a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Love Magaluf. I just remember the big strip. I think if I go back, I'd be like, what's going on?
Like, what is this now? Yeah.
It's because like, when I think back, I'm like, I was a kid.
Oh,
I was like, what was I? 17?
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Like, how was I allowed to drink it all?
There's ways around everything, my girl.
Think, yeah, like Spain.
There is probably, really is.
Yeah.
Vegas was funny because we planned it so terribly, probably.
Oh.
Yeah. We went to Vegas.
The worst.
When was that? 3 years
with
ago?
No.
Two?
Two.
2 years ago.
With no plan.
No.
Why would you need a plan?
No, I hadn't a notion. Remember our bathroom was leaking and all in the hotel?
It's actually so bad how late we planned that. I'm like, we went all the way to Las Vegas and what did we do? If someone asked me recommendations, I'd be like,
don't know.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, Miami is really fun.
Miami is a ball. Fun. I loved Miami as a girls trip. I liked it with Dano as well, but I feel like, not on Dano, but I feel like some places are a girls trippy place.
Yeah.
Same with Vegas, I feel like. Although I think Vegas would be good with Dano. But I feel like there's some countries that I'm like, that's your girl trip.
Yeah, like I think of the likes of like Santorini and stuff like that. And I'd think of that as like couples.
That's what I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Because when the girls were dressed in Greece for the holiday, I was like, yeah, Mykonos, yeah.
That's
all. Santorini and all, it's like couple-y.
Yeah. There's certain places that I feel like are for your girl's trip or your boyfriend's trip.
Yeah, but obviously you can do whatever. I'm doing Ibiza with Dano. And that's obviously a great girls trip as well, but I actually like it as well because we do it a bit differently.
Yeah.
We're actually going to go out this time.
Nice.
Because he knows a few couples going over, so we're going to go out and then do a mix of like out and
relax. That's nice to have the boat as well.
Yeah.
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 You can pick both sides.
Little mix. Mm. Like, and Nashville.
Nasher.
Oh.
I need to go. You need to be my Dora Explorer when we're over there and just bring me around everywhere and show me.
There's nothing to see. There's just a strip.
Perfect.
There's no like site. Like, think about Nashville, it's so good, but like, I don't know if there is, but there's no sites really.
People listening now going, Charlene, there's loads of
yeah, probably. I and I've never left the strip. I just go around on the tractor. Oh, so good. And then Ibiza, obviously.
Love.
Magaluf.
Can't believe you went to Shagaluf.
Shagaluf. Oh my God. Stayed in the BH. The hotel was unreal. It had like water slides in it.
What?
Yeah.
Was it a kids' hotel?
No, it was
water slides for adults.
It was like, yeah. Yeah.
That's
kind
of fun.
Where else? I haven't been to Greece yet ever.
I did Santorini.
Never. New York is good.
I love. You can do. Trip. I feel like you can do that both ways as well.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
As a girls trip or people trip. I met my family before actually, so it's a family holiday as well.
I'd love for my family there, but my dad hates flying.
Does he?
He'd be like, that's too far. He's never left Europe.
Has he not?
Yeah, he doesn't like to have a long flight.
I get that though.
I know. He just, and I feel like if he hasn't done it now, he probably won't.
No, he will. You'll twist his
you
arm.
You have to, come on.
You need to.
Like, you need to see the world.
Yeah.
He's literally just doing it of just being, I'm like, you're going on a flight to Spain, so it's only an extra couple hours.
Yeah. When my mom and dad were coming home from Tampa, actually, convinced they were going to miss their connection flight. Mm. My mom didn't really know how to put the internet on her phone. I set her up with like an eSIM, but she was still ringing me when she was over there being like, oh, I don't have internet when I leave and all. And I was trying to explain to her how to do it. So she's ringing me from the airport saying, I think if this flight is delayed, we're going to miss our connection flight coming back
into
Dublin.
Where are they
connected
in London?
No, they were doing Tampa to Washington.
Okay.
Washington to Dublin. So they were going to miss Washington to Dublin. And then the next flight to leave Washington direct back to Dublin wasn't until 7 p.m. the following night. So I was like, they're just lost.
Stuck in.
Don't know where they are. No idea. She texts me at 4 a.m. I was asleep, obviously.
Landed then?
No, saying... did she say we made it to Washington or whatever way she texted me? I was like, I'm still not really sure where the fuck you are.
Where you are, yeah.
I don't know where in the world you are, Helen. Really sorry. And then I got a text offer at 12 o'clock. I was actually going out to the airport to collect Graham. I still hadn't heard from my mum at that stage. I was collecting Graham from the airport after the marathon and I get a text offer saying, hi, I'm in Dublin. It's like, thank God.
Oh my God, they made it.
Yeah, like, Lord above. Yeah.
Was there, did they, there was no direct flights from Florida that day, was there? It's only every few days.
Where they fly into Tampa,
yeah, it's not Miami.
So yeah, I said next time you're doing it, you're flying to Miami and sit in the car for 3 hours.
I'm getting a car. Yeah,
I'd rather a direct flight to be where I am
and drive.
Yeah, then have to connect and the thoughts of missing that and like
that's long, and then you're stuck in America somewhere. Random.
So I'm excited for that. So
very exciting.
My peak.
That's a good
girls trip,
and hopefully by then. My right ear is not tech.
Yeah, hopefully by then sure is. They'll fix it for you.
It pops from time to time and if like a little bit fixes, but then it will go back.
That's a bit worrying.
So I'm like, what's the pop happening? Is it like wax?
It's just there's something I think you did. I hear about you putting olive oil in your ear.
Mm.
Did my granny do that? I think it might have been to get like an earwig out of my mom's ear or something. She told me some story about crawled out.
Animals do crawl in.
Something crawl over here. No, thought of that.
Ghosted.
Thought of something living in your ear crevice.
But I done it I got in Egypt, I got eardrops and I had to like sleep. Go on the pillow. I put them in. Go sleep. And it would like sink and apparently melt to the wax. And it actually did work, I think. I need to get that again. Yeah. But like when I was lying on, it was the same ear as well. Because if I was lying on this ear and Lauren was talking to me, I couldn't hear because it'd be in the pillow.
That's what's scary.
Yeah. Literally fully deaf and this weird. It's so weird.
Gone.
But I'll get it back. So we have every week one dilemma for the bonus episodes. We do some main ones in our main episode and then we have If I Was You in our bonus. So we basically have to tell you exact, raw, real, honest advice about what we think about your dilemma and what we do if we were you. So this is this week's. 4 months ago, me and my boyfriend broke up. It was his decision and I was heartbroken. Even though things had been a bit rocky for a month or two, because we both had a lot going on, I didn't think breaking up would have been an option for either of us. We were together for nearly 2 years and he was genuinely my best friend. And for the majority of our relationship, it was full of really good times. After we broke up, he told me he loved me, but just couldn't do it anymore and needed space, but it gave me hope for the future. Over the past few months, we've had no contact. We have mutual friends, so I do see his picture a lot. And every time I do feel sick to my stomach, I can't even describe the feeling. It's the same when I talk about the situation in general. I'm so scared I'm going to see him with someone else in a few months. And even though all I want for this boy is for him to be happy, I can't help but get upset over the fact that it's not with me. I plan girls' trips for the summer and I'm keeping myself busy. Overall, I'm doing a lot better. But I'm so scared this feeling will never go away and I won't love anyone else the same or be treated as great as he treated me. Trying to move on is so hard when he's always in the back of my mind. Any advice on getting over someone you still have so much love for?
Poor girl. I think everybody who goes through a breakup feels exactly like she does at one point in time.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can say to you is you won't always feel like this.
No.
Even though in the moment you feel like you will, you won't.
Yeah.
You look back and remember when you felt like this and like, yeah, you feel like this now because you're in the depths of it. But I pinky promise, like there's no time. I can't say right in 6 weeks time you'll be fine.
No.
Everybody's time is completely different about it. But I feel like the only positive that you can look at is that you won't always feel like this.
No. And you think you will and you think everyone's lying to you when you say you won't. But like you will feel back to yourself and normal again.
Yeah.
And like it's hard as well. It kind of depends on how people break up sometimes. So I feel like him not wanting to be with her makes it worse. Like him saying I need space. I need like it makes you want something when maybe in reality like you wouldn't have wanted it as much if it was on your terms because he doesn't want it. It makes you want it more.
Yeah.
I've definitely begged for people back and then being like, afterwards, like, well, I just wanted him because he didn't want me. I didn't want him. And
I just want to change their minds.
Literally, I'm stubborn enough to be like, no.
Yeah.
He will not want me. But I think that's definitely a part of it as well. But it's just a thing about time. Time is the biggest healer.
It's so annoying because when you're in this, you want someone to say, give me what the time is. Tell me what kind of time frame is going on. Like, give me the answers. No one ever has... There's no fix for it, like,
but once
you know, it will pass and, like, it will... Don't get me wrong, it'll probably still sting you if you do end up seeing him with someone new.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna naturally... Like, we're human. That's how it's going to feel, especially the fact that you still love him kind of thing.
Yeah.
But just try and focus on yourself a bit more, I think, and that you can look for someone to make you feel even happier than you were with him. Like, that is still an option for you as well. That is out there for you too.
Yeah. And don't rush into it if you don't feel like it, trying to move on to someone else or like, I need to move on to get over him. Like,
you're
actually better off not doing that because I think sometimes it's a distraction.
It is.
You need to work on yourself, on you, and then not run somewhere else because if you actually do that, then you can actually get over him. Whereas sometimes if you move on too quick and then you end things with that person, then you've got like two people to get over.
Yeah, yeah. It all comes flooding in at one time. It all
flooding at once, and that's not good either, to just ignore feelings like that. But also, you never know what the future holds. If it's meant to be, it will be.
Yeah.
I think things always come back around. Like, you always hear stories of like all the butterfly effect trends on.
I don't get it.
Butterfly effect is like, if this one thing hadn't happened, then this wouldn't have happened. Like, if my mom and dad didn't go to that same concert that night, like, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
Like, things like that. So, like, people saying that on TikTok of, like, if I hadn't went out that night to the club and
yeah,
I wouldn't have met him and we have kids, like, none of that would happen. Kind of thing. So, like, look at it that way as well, that, like, things, fate and, like, life has, they want you, things to happen for you. So, like, if it doesn't happen, then it was never meant to happen.
True.
So, if it is meant to be with you two, it will be. Don't stress. Don't think of, don't wait for me either, though.
Don't force. Yeah,
just
don't
do your own thing.
Don't focus on a gym. Focus on yourself.
Yeah. And then either way, you're in a good position, because if you get back together, then you've had the time by yourself and you're back with them. And if you don't, then you've worked on yourself and you're over. So either way, only good can come from it. And we love you. And you're going to have the best summer ever.
Yay.
Hot girl summer.
Woo!
Without him. Thank you so much to Penny's for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Penny.
You can freshen up your wardrobe with all their essential pieces available at your nearest Penny's or Primark store now. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.